Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Samar.
Hello, Michelle.
I feel like it's been so long since I said that to you.
Same years. I feel like it was 1,492 years ago, you know, like this.
I wondered how long that number was going to get as you started to say it. 1,492 years ago. Okay, so it hasn't really been that over a thousand years,
Yeah,
but it really does speak to what we want to talk about today, because you and I had a lovely catch up last week, just not recording, nothing like that, just catching up, because even though we see each other a few times a year in different places and we do record together, we don't often get to just sit and chat like the best friends we are. So that was nice. I'm so glad you got on my calendar. And we talked about a few things, namely the fact that we need to get back on track with recording weekly. And the summer was very difficult for a few reasons. Number one, we travel a lot in our business, you and I. And we both were at all three of the major flagship events for WordPress this year. I was also traveling to PressConf, and I was at WordCamp Montclair in New Jersey. And then I was recently in Amsterdam near you. And then, you know, all of the things. And I'm heading off to Canada in 2 weeks. And then in November, I'll be in New York City. And so we do travel a lot. And I know you travel outside of those things also. So this last year, I think you've been to Damascus. You've been to
Congo and
Congo.
The DRC, another Congo. Also United States, visiting my brother, Morocco. I'm really happy that I traveled a lot, but I felt
absolutely
consumed. You know, I felt so tired. And as you said, like, I just want to have a chat with you. And while you're in Amsterdam, I get sick and I could not be there. So that was really... It was not pleasant getting sick, and also like I was like, oh my God, not now, not at this time, not this week. Why?
And then I was violently ill in Amsterdam as well. So much so, I had terrible food poisoning. I ended up having to have a doctor come to the hotel and prescribe antibiotics, which is the only thing that made it even possible for me to fly home a few days later. So all of that to say, not only do we travel a lot, but I just have been exhausted lately, and not necessarily burned out on work itself, but just burned out, I think, a little bit. And it's so scary to say those words out loud when you have a job, because they're like a red flag or a warning goes off, like in your house when the smoke detector goes off and you're not cooking bacon or something, and you're like, wait a minute, why is the smoke detector going off? I didn't burn the food, you know, kind of thing. And so it feels like this whole alert system goes off when somebody hears that you're burning out. But you can continue to work and then do other things for yourself without becoming completely jobless and without further inconveniencing your life, ruining your income, things like that, to help recover a little bit. And one of the things that you and I did was, we're not recording this week because I don't feel well, or we're not recording this week because I'm traveling, or we're not recording this week because I just can't get my ass out of bed this morning. And I wanted to say, you know, like you and I, when we met on Friday, I came with guilty feelings that some of those I can't records were me, not being up to snuff. And also, like, I was like, I don't want you to leave me. I was like, you're like, let me get on your calendar. I'm like, she's going to tell me she can't record anymore. I'm so glad that wasn't the case. But part of it is just that, you know, that mea culpa and say, I have not been who I need to be to move this forward. I want to continue to do this with you. What's a frequency that makes sense for you? And I promise to be there if we divvy up the work in such a way that I can continue to show up and you're happy with the work that you're doing as well. And I'm so glad that we want to continue to do this weekly. With the understanding that there will be weeks when we say, I'm out of town, I'm
Yeah.
not feeling well, and giving each other the freedom to say, I just can't this week without any judgment or repercussions.
Yeah. I already said it. This is one of the things during my working week I look for to just the recording, and I feel like it's we need like there's task you need to do, but this one I look forward to do it, and it makes me happy, make me like I'm doing something good. And yeah, it was really crazy times, but I think you and I also we were or we had and we still have the courage to say like let's put brakes on recording, because also we need to take care of ourselves, and we were honest with each other, because as you said, like it was not only you a lot of the times. I think it was me more, but I think it was like the crazy busy schedule, or you're overwhelmed here, or you cannot focus, and all of those things. And I think we took a break, and it's okay to take a break, and it's okay to say like, okay, now I need to focus on doing 1, 2, 3, and I need to put this on the side to really to recharge, to come with the new ideas or topics, or even have the energy for recording. And I think I know we talked on Friday, but also for me, like coming from culture, we are not really a big fan of saying burnout, or women should be, or we say like, hey, I'm not feeling okay, I don't want to do it. We say like, no, you need to do it now. You need to stand up. You need to be positive, and you will be positive. I need to continue. I was searching, of course, you know me how much I love the search, and I know 50% more women having more mental health burnout than men, because usually we don't ask for help because we want to do it by ourselves, which is we want to prove that, of course, we are stronger, we are doing it by ourselves. And also 1 to 5 women in the United States experience a mental health condition, usually include depression, anxiety, burnout. Those numbers are a little bit crazy, but it's also, and I think we took care of ourselves because it was a little bit overwhelming. Otherwise, personal life, or with the work, or with everything else going on. And he said the word camps this year were crazy. I don't know about next year, since word camp Asia is April, in June word camp Europe, and August word camp US. I don't know what's gonna happen next year, but
Neither.
it was a little bit also overwhelming, the traveling, the preparing, the planning, and all of it going. And also, I really want my dreams to enjoy one word camp that I go attend the talks. And I have a catch up with you, like as you say, like two besties, like having a coffee, or like and yeah, it was all a lot busy work camp. Yes, it was really overwhelming. And also, I think I didn't take, this is one of my first year, like in the summer vacation, I didn't take it. Well, like I always organize myself once every while, I take 1 week off to be focused. But yeah, sorry if I talk too much.
No, I love it. Well,
And also
and
my pronunciation in English, because in this since the morning I'm speaking Dutch, so I think sorry.
No, you're
So yeah.
perfect. You're perfect. I think also, so that 1 in 5 number is, that's huge. That's 20%. In very many relationships, and of course, gentlemen, we are not saying every man. Like, I always feel like I have to caveat that. But in so many relationships and so many families, women, and we've talked about this before, carry more of the burden for child raising and more of the burden for housekeeping than men traditionally have and do. I think that number is changing. I think that there are a lot more relationships that share things much more equally. But I know it's not all, right? And I know that, and in the relationships in my age bracket anyway, and the friends that I know, that is not always, that is not equal at this point. And so when women are working full time, taking care of children, and I don't care how old the children are, whether they're young adults or they're infants, you still have an emotional burden, if not a physical burden, for your children. My daughter's 33, and I still think about her every day, wonder how she's doing, and carry that emotion with me. But also, like, as a single woman, I am 100% responsible for everything in my home. I am 100% responsible for everything that happens with my car. And I care for my elderly mother. And I do all of these other things. And so, yeah, it's easy to see why burnout happens. And then when you add into it in our industry that so many of us are freelancing, I have not had a vacation in over a year. I have not taken time off in over a year. And as a freelancer now, if I take time off, I don't get paid.
Yeah, it's
So to plan a vacation that costs money to do, and then also not have any income during that week or two that you take vacation, feels very burdensome. Could I afford it? Yes. But am I in the right mindset to say to myself, it's okay to spend that money if you're not also bringing money in? No, I'm not conditioned that way. Like, I
yeah.
literally have to train myself to do that. And it's funny because, like I said to my daughter recently, I said, you know, I've had a vacation for over a year. She goes, but you travel so much. I said, but none of it is vacation.
Yeah.
It's all work. When you are working at a WordCamp, even if you have no responsibility other than maybe be a speaker or just attend, it is still business. You are still on. You are still working. It is not getting up whatever time you want, exploring a new city, you know, having lunch wherever you'd like. It's still work. And so you're in a work mindset. And so even though I've traveled a lot this year, even though I was laid off, I hustled so hard in those first couple of months that I was laid off because I didn't want to lose relevance in the community. I didn't want people to forget about me. I know everybody's like, nobody could forget you. It's not
Yeah.
true. They do forget you. You do. When you're not showing up consistently, you become a thing of the past, not a thing of the present or the future. And so I really have been hustling this year and working really hard. And it all comes down to exhaustion. And whether you call that burnout, whether you call that something else, it's just physically, emotionally, mentally exhausting. And to have a weekend like this last weekend where I just got to do fun things, it helped. It fills my soul a little. And so, yeah, I definitely need to plan a vacation. I'm still saying that. Maybe I'll take off between Christmas and New Year, which also never feels like a vacation because there's so much happening at the end of the year. But to sleep until my body wakes me up and to have coffee in front of the television or, you know, go get a Starbucks and take my cameras out to the wildlife refuge, things like that. I need to spend some time doing that. So.
Yeah, and also yes, we yeah I understand. Men get depression, men get anxiety, but we're talking about the numbers, women more. Also, the pressure, as you said, working the unpaid labor at home. Like I also coming, well, I from culture trained women that even if you work outside, you still need to work inside.
Right.
I'm blessed to have a great husband that he loves to cook and he wants to help me, but I feel guilty. And then like after I finish, I need to cook or I need to do this or I need to the laundry or cleaning or the groceries. And also there's this social aspect. You need to go to your to see your family-in-law or
Yeah.
that friend. And also the pressure of the society that if you're having kids or if you don't have kids or you need to lose weight or you need to look better, why your hair's not looking good or are you sick if you don't also all of this piling and sometimes can be heavier one day and then the other days. And I'm as and also I totally understand freelancer now in WordPress community and I know a lot of people get it's really pressure and people love the community. They want to stay, they stay connected, but that also cost a lot of money. Attending a simple flagship event, going with a hotel. And I know this year was have crazy budget. While we were in WordCamp Asia, we stayed in the hotel where everyone is staying, or where's the venue in WordCamp Europe in Basel, in Switzerland, or WordCamp US. If you go only for the three word camps with traveling, the budget is crazy. And sometimes people have to do the calculation, paying rent, paying food, and your medical health insurance, or to go to those word camps because they start to cause fortune. And also the timing, because Next year World Camp US is happening in August. Most of people, they want to spend that small vacation summertime with their family. You cannot leave and go to attend that. I really don't know why they do it in August, like just push it somewhere else.
I know.
And also it is summer vacation in US. A lot the cost of travel, it's also going crazy. Also the same for Europe. I'm not saying, but I think World Camp Asia did the greatest thing this year. They removed World Camp Asia because of Ramadan and Muslim holiday to April. But I was hoping that World Camp Europe was a little bit pushing it to another date, or also World Camp US, but of course that's gonna happen. But yeah, I don't know. It was how can I say, it's a weird cocktail, let's say it.
Yes.
It caused everyone to have a little bit anxiety, depression, burnout, and also the difficulties now to have a job in the WordPress ecosystem, and you still keep doing what you want to do. You want to contribute, because I know a lot of companies drop a lot of contributors, and also, so yeah, that
Yeah.
also adds a lot of pressure on everyone's shoulder, and especially if I know that getting released from a job, looking for something, and also checking out. Because everyone think that life is not cheap, your rent or your loan for the house, your medical care, your groceries, like
Yeah.
everything, those ones we need to work to cover all of our life expense, and we're not going crazy. We're just being a normal human being, want to have a decent living, and once in a while vacation, once in a while.
Yes, once in a while. At least once a year, that would be nice for sure. I think yeah, you really you hit the nail on the head. Some of it is definitely a money issue. Like, I would love to go to WordCamp Asia next year. You and I just looked at the fares. If I was, I cannot fly 22 hours in coach. The size of my body won't allow it. My physical ailments will not allow it. So if I was to fly business class to Mumbai next year, it's over $8,000 just for the airfare alone. And then I have to pay for the hotel and incidentals and food. And you can, not that you have to buy souvenirs, but if you're flying halfway around the world, you have to buy some souvenirs, right? So I'm going to get, I guess that if I was to do that trip, I'm going to spend $11,000 or $12,000 to do it, US dollars. And that's
That's a
really
lot of
cost
money.
prohibitive, yeah,
Yeah,
as a single person who is freelancing. You know, to have to come up with that kind of money is a lot of money, so.
it's a lot of money, and also at the same time, as you said, like not only you, but I would also not be happy to fly 22 hours in economy. I think it's also you will arrive exhausted, and your body, and we're going, as you said, for work. We're not going vacation. I say 2 days I will be fine. No, we need to wake up in the morning. Next day we need to perform. We need to start all of this. Like example, my work all of the time responsible for Bluehost and Yoast and the planning and the booth, the staff, everything running, events. No. It's you need to be there earlier, you need to be there relaxed, and also
Because once camp starts and you're talking to all of the people at your booth, you can't be exhausted. So you have to
no.
arrive in enough time so that you're on and you have the energy and you have your personality that draws people in and wants to learn more. And you can't do that if you arrive the day before. That's just not possible. Because jet lag sucks.
Me, I suffer from it from in WordCamp US. Usually I am not really like I'm well traveled. I consider myself, I was trained very well in my life, but WordCamp US killed me this time. Like I was so happy to arrive one day earlier. And I remember when I went to bed, like usually you take a little bit time to sleep. Me, no, one, two, three, I was gone. Like it was done. And next day, and you can see you start to be like in the morning, coffee doesn't help, and your biological clock, it was really crazy time in Netherlands and in the US. But anyway, we survived it.
We
We
did.
yeah, I mean, I was the other day, I was having crazy idea with myself, thinking if there's World Camp Africa or World Camp South America, and I said, oh no. I would love that. I would love that. But me, I was thinking like, where it's gonna be happening, traveling the time.
Exactly.
No.
Oh, yeah. So, all of that to say, Burnout is real, whether we call it that or exhaustion or whatever word you want to apply to it, so it doesn't set off the smoke alarms. And all of the flags are going up. We need to take care of ourselves and we need to watch out for each other. It is nobody's responsibility to watch out for you. It is a kindness that we can do for one another. Having somebody like you and me to check in with one another and to be present for each other's lives, but also even halfway around the world, right? Or 6 hours apart, but also just to have somebody care enough to make sure that you're okay.
And
It
also,
helps.
take a break. How much people love you, and how much everyone care. You should be really responsible of taking a break and asking for help if you need help. And if
Yeah,
you reach a
absolutely.
level that if you burn out, take all of the time in the world to focus and getting better, and don't put time frame from it. Some
Right.
people get better fast. That is also something. Sometimes, if you want to take a break, if you want to take a break for a week, months, years, whatever, don't put a deadline on it. This is one of the horrible things that exam depression, anxiety, and burnout when people start labeling it time. And don't feel guilty, because most of
Right.
the women feel guilty when we take a break, because like, the work people needs me this and this. So yeah.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
yeah. And you everyone will be fine. This is my positive. This is my
I love it.
this is my positive. And I'm sorry, maybe three people think crazy, but also I have now my mini Michelle next to me. She give me positive vibes. I don't know. This
The
is
purple
some
haired
weird
dog.
year. This is a thank you, Taco, because Taco brought it for me. And thank you also for the amazing socks. I'm gonna wear them tomorrow to the office. But this is my new positivity things. I will look at her when I'm like, no, I'm not feeling a good day. I'm take a couple of kisses and hugs, and I will keep
When I saw
keep
that, it's
going.
the ugliest little duck with, if you're listening and not watching, it is a little rubber duck, a mini rubber duck
It's cute.
with purple hair. And when I saw it in the store here in Rochester, I was like, Saman needs a Michelle duck. So I carried it with me to Amsterdam. And then when I was there, I found the socks that are rubber ducky socks and was going to give them to you. You had COVID, you were very sick, but I did have dinner with Taco my last night there, and he was kind enough to carry those back to you. So
Me, I was happy in the office. I don't know. Someone asked me something, and I don't want to reply. I was doing this, I guess Michelle's coming for you. Michelle's coming for you.
one of
In
these
my
days, you're going to be like, enough with the ducks, Michelle. I don't need any more ducks, but I still
me,
have
I
so
love
much fun
it.
giving them to you.
Come on, like this one.
Oh
I
yeah,
think
the Elvis duck.
this one.
Do you have the Elvis duck, or is he at
Elvis,
work?
one is protecting my desk at the office. Okay, and also this one, the
Oh
silver is
yes.
home, and the gold one is at the office.
There you go.
I am normal. I love just yellow rubber duck. I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
It's
Wait.
uncurable. Like I tried.
You still have this too, right? I'll put it here.
At the office also, oh my God, there was a cute keyboard and with it. And my colleague in the office said, if you brought it, we're gonna quit.
I've seen that. The keyboard, every time you press any key, because it has a duck on it quacks at you. Yeah. I thought about getting that for you, but it was very expensive.
No, but also it's annoying. I don't know. You will feel
Your
sorry for
colleagues would
the
kill you. Yeah. They'd be like, take that one home, Sama. Anyway,
people.
but it's also, just to kind of go back to our main point here, little things like that can absolutely lift your spirits, right? Like socks with ducks on them, or a stupid little duck with purple hair like Michelle. I love it. It's
And
fun.
also one last thing is like always speak up about it. Sometimes it's good, like I am tired, I'm just slowing down, and be honest about it. And I think the people around you, work also, especially work, should be very supportive for you to understand and encourage you to take a little bit things are slower to go back where you were before. So yeah.
Absolutely. And I do want to just end this by saying, if you, as whoever you are listening to this right now, if you ever have thoughts of self-harm or suicidal ideologies or thoughts of suicide, please, please, please seek help from a trusted person to get you to a doctor. Talk to somebody who can help you with this. You deserve to be here, and we need you in this world. So
Yeah.
Please, please, please seek the help that you need. I want to make sure that we say that as well, because burnout and emotional stress can sometimes lead to very, very dark thoughts, and we don't want to have that happen to anybody in our circle for sure.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but we will be back next week and we
Definitely.
will have topics.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Take care, everyone. We love everyone.
Right. Yes.
Bye.
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 If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.